Hi folks, Lee here from FPL Family with a quick podcast about captaincy for game week 29. Double game week 29 nearly here. It is a Saturday deadline at 11 a.m. UK time. So get your team well and truly set before the masses descend onto the FPL website and potentially crash the app at quarter two. So don't leave it too late. But captaincy this week is a tricky one. There's lots of really good candidates. I think I'm between, and I've narrowed it down to, and listen, a shout out to... I don't think we should be overlooking the Liverpool players. I think Mo Salah is never going to be a bad captaincy option, but those fixtures, City and Chelsea, kind of put me off. So putting him to one side, and if you're chasing and if you're looking to make up space in your mini league, I don't hate Darwin Nunez either. But again, I just worry about those fixtures being difficult, particularly that City game. 12:30 kickoff, Liverpool bad in 12:30 kickoffs and bad away from home. So not expecting a win there. I'm not confident as a Liverpool fan going into that game. So I'm kind of putting Liverpool to one side. And I think I'm now down between Rashford or one of the Brighton midfielders. So I am keenly looking, and I'll be very closely looking at the press conferences, both today, as I'm recording this, it's Thursday morning. So I'll be looking closely at the press conferences today and any that happen tomorrow, because we want news. We want news, not just on Rashford's potential injury. Of course, he pulled out of the England squad with injury, but was then pictured overseas on holiday with his missus in New York. So how bad that injury actually is up for debate, in my opinion. But nevertheless, enough for him to not join England for those two internationals. So currently red flagged on FPL, 75% chance of playing, and just a knock, right? It's a very generic knock, apparently, on the FPL website. So I need to hear from Erik ten Hag. I need to hear that he's got the green light to play and is fit for that Newcastle game away. And if he is, that he's definitely going to be right up there in terms of captaincy candidates for 29. The other two in my team are McAllister and Mitoma. Now, I'm looking at both of them potentially as captaincy. I'm leaning slightly towards McAllister. Obviously, if he plays in that more advanced role, which he has done since game week 23, he's got the league's highest expected goals, by the way, since he moved into that advanced role. So since game week 23, he's got a bigger XG than anybody else in the league, 3.94. So he's just under four goals since game week 23 on the XG. So he is right up there. And of course, has got the penalties, right? I don't mind Mitoma either. Again, he's been very, very good since his first start in the team in game week 14. He's had 80 penalty area touches. These stats are all from the Fantasy Football Scout website. So get over to the website and have a look for yourself in some of these stats. If you remember, you can go and check out the members area. Been brilliant since that first start in game week 14. 80 penalty area touches. That's bigger than all, more than all of his teammates, Mitoma. So he, again, is a key threat for them. And if you've got Solly March, I don't mind that either. In fact, if I had Solly March, he would be right up there as well, because the challenge I have with McAllister and Mitoma is, obviously, again, I need to hear from De Zerbi over the next couple of days as to when these guys have been coming back from international duty. Both have been travelling, particularly, we need to chuck Estupinan in as well, right? This is a captaincy conversation, so I'm not chucking Estupinan into the captaincy conversation necessarily, but still, he's going to be back late from international duty as well. McAllister, Mitoma, I think Mitoma actually scored on international duty, so he's carrying on that form, but again, these guys will be travelling a lot. Not going to be travelling like cattle class like the rest of us, right? They are going to be travelling in pretty decent conditions, right? They're going to be getting first class flights back from wherever they're travelling from. But nevertheless, I want to hear from De Zerbi that, you know, there's no tiredness there, there's no fatigue, that they're ready to play. And if we get that, then again, they'll be on my radar. So I'm kind of leaning towards those two. Rashford, if we hear from Ten Hag that he's good to go and is not suffering from that injury. And then I think of the two that I've got, McAllister and Mitoma, I'm leaning slightly towards McAllister and hoping that he's going to be fit enough to play, or not tired from his international exertions, and De Zerbi continues to play him in that more advanced number 10 role. But if you've got Solly March, who hasn't been travelling, as far as I'm aware, not seen him on Instagram travelling on holiday or anything, so he's had a little bit of a break, hasn't he, over the last couple of weeks. So to that end, is he potentially the one to go for if you've got a choice of Brighton midfielders, or if you're bringing in a Brighton midfielder this week, maybe he's a go-to. For me, it's between Rashford and McAllister. Those are the two that I'm looking at. There's a shout out to lots of others, right? I mean, I've got Tony in my team. We've got a reasonable couple of away fixtures. Even the Arsenal boys, right? I'm seeing a lot of movement away from the Arsenal players. I noticed actually they are quite highly overperforming their XG at the moment, Arsenal. So they are potentially being a little bit lucky in terms of in front of goal. But what does that tell me? That tells me that actually they are, you know, their XG is still pretty good. They're being pretty clinical in front of goal and they're taking their chances. Such is the confidence right now. And Saka, in particular, since the World Cup, since the restart, he's right up there in terms of penalty area touches. I think he's got the most since the World Cup with 122. And he's got, he's got something like, here we go, here's the stat. Last six, 65 touches in the penalty area in the last six matches. That's ridiculous for Saka. So he's bang on form. And he showed that form, didn't he, with England over the international break. So I don't like transferring out, guys. And I know a lot of you will be going to Bruno Fernandes. You'll want to bring in James Maddison. But I think Saka could be just as good at home to Leeds. So I'm going to keep him in there. Don't think I would go there for captaincy, obviously, with the single game week. Not going to go there. So for me, it's between Rashford and McAllister. Leaning slightly towards Rashford if he gets the green light. I think the fact that, he's not played over the international break. If Ten Hag says he's fit, two decent games. Newcastle always a difficult game. Always going to be a difficult game. But you know that Rashford's going to be a 90-minute man if he's fit. And then that home to Brentford game is pretty good. I would say that McAllister's fixtures arguably are better. He's got Brentford at home as well. And then Bournemouth away. I just worry that potentially he gets a little bit bought off early against Brentford. Maybe because he's been travelling, etc. So those are the two I'm considering. All eyes on the press conferences over the next couple of days, leaning slightly toward Rashford. Let me know on Twitter. Let me know in the comments. Let me know where you are going for captaincy. Who's getting the armband? Maybe I'm massively overlooking Liverpool, right? Turns up in the big games, isn't he, Mo Salah and Liverpool over the last few weeks. So let me know if I'm massively overlooking Darwin and Salah. But for me, it's either Rashford or McAllister. Good luck, guys.